The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Buckle up, everybody. It's time for a trip to the danger zone. I'm joined now, as I am each week at this time, by David Trainer. He is president of New Constructs. And last week, his Danger Zone pick was Valeant Pharmaceuticals. I should tell you, we taped that segment on Friday. It aired first thing on Monday. And about the time it finished airing, Valeant was tanking. So we always talk about catalysts. Well, David had incredibly good timing. And if anybody thought, oh, he waited for the news and then jumped in, no, that's not what happened at all. We taped and put it to bed before the weekend, and then Valeant fell out of bed on Monday morning. Now, that's actually been happening a lot. David's been spot on with his picks. If you want to learn more about his picks and what he's doing, go to newconstructs.com, where they rate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. David joins us each week to look at the dangerous ones, which are typically things that are misleading when you look at them, as New Constructs does, from the footnotes up. For more information beyond the website, follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Zillow.
Zillow. It's Zillow Group, ZG. And you mean Zillow Group is not going to completely overturn the real estate market the way they tell us? How could that possibly be?
I tell you what they have overturned is a business model where expenses grow much faster than revenues and profits are highly negative. And guess what? One of our favorites. They try to distract investors, like a lot of companies, from earnings to non-GAAP earnings, which of course are positive and rising, even while cash flows are negative and declining.
You also just said they had negative profits, I believe was the term you used. That's we call those losses when we use non-accounting speak, don't we?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I don't even know why I say negative profits myself. I mean, it's so confounding, you know. I mean, especially given, as you mentioned at the top of the show here, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time, and the formula feels kind of, you know, almost worn out. It's different companies in different sectors, but it's the same thing. It's businesses that are fooling investors because they're growing the top line, even if that top line is growing slower than expenses, while profits are headed in the opposite direction. There's really no competitive advantage that leads you to believe that profits could ever turn around, and yet the valuations are, you know, almost extreme in terms of how high they are. So you've got so much risk and so little potential upside. And, you know, as you mentioned, what can I say? I mean, you know, the catalysts have all been hitting here recently. I know for a while, and I think you make a good joke. Like, you know, I admit I can't always predict exactly when the catalysts will hit. But in the first few months of this year, at the end of last year, they're all coming home to roost. And Zillow is just a shining example of another one of these companies that looks like it's, or stocks that looks like it's ready to blow up.
Well, let's talk about why that is. How bad are the numbers? How far off is the picture that the numbers present compared to the reality that you find when you strip away the goofiness?
So they've got $8 million in earnings in 2015, according to non-GAAP, right? When their actual GAAP is negative 149, and their economic earnings, which we focus on, is negative 250 million. So there's a big difference there.
take it a step further. How far out of whack does that make the valuations?
You know, it's almost impossible to value business when the profit margins are negative, right? You know, we call it internally, we call it stupid money risk, where we find, you know, these really bad companies. But we've seen, not so much in the last year or so, but before that, a lot of these kind of really bad companies were going to get bought. And we thought, okay, we need to just address that going in. And so if we just assume that Google buys Zillow, you know, in the event that Google decides to buy rather than build internally, which doesn't always happen, Zillow would still have to grow revenue by 20% compounded annually for over 6 years to justify its current price. We think a more realistic price that Google or Alphabet would pay for Zillow would be $15 a share, which is the value of Zillow if they immediately reach the level of profitability that Alphabet enjoys, which is a stretch by itself. Otherwise, if we come up with like what we think is maybe a somewhat, and I have to say reasonable in quotes, scenario, because it's hard to come up with a reasonable scenario for the future, but I'm going to just throw this out there. If Zillow can immediately achieve 5% pre-tax profit margins compared to the negative 8 they had in 2015, so a huge jump in profit margins, and simultaneously grow revenue by 20% compounded annually for a decade, the stock's worth $7.
Okay, so they need performance that they're not going to see, that virtually nobody's going to see, and even if they got it, they'd be worth somewhere around one-third, you know, a little bit less than one-third of what they're worth today.
Yeah.
In an ideal scenario, with better performance than you have a reason to hope for, this stock is still looking at deserving a 70% haircut.
Unless someone wants to come along and buy them, and I just kind of don't understand why they ever would, because they're competing with Realtor.org, Realtor.com, who owns the source data. And I don't know why the people who own the source data would give it away to someone else to make money on besides themselves.
Okay, what's the catalyst? What makes the market wake up to the realization that the emperor has no clothes here?
I don't know, maybe it's being in the danger zone. I'm kidding, of course. We got a couple ideas here. We think the softening real estate market might help pop the bubble because, you know, it's we think we're kind of closer to the end of the bull market in stock, closer to the end of the economic cycle with respect to growth. And then the other thing is how much more can the company actually grow its market share than it already has? It's already 49%, so, you know, it's sort of tapped out. And that kind of comes back to the growth strategy to this point has been all based on acquisitions. And we've talked many times about how acquisitions, despite maybe making earnings look good, and they don't even make earnings look good for Zillow. They make non-GAAP earnings look good because they ignore all the costs of doing business. Not all the costs, but most of the main costs of doing business. We think that maybe investors just get sick of the shareholder dilution because since 2013, Zillow shares have increased from 33 million to 118 million, 89% compounded annual growth. So maybe investors just kind of get tired of being diluted if they continue to grow with acquisition. If they don't continue to grow with acquisition, well, they can't meet the numbers. So they're kind of in a rock and a hard place. I can't say exactly when people wake up to that. Maybe it'll be the danger zone call, maybe it'll be to the whatever, but it doesn't look like it could be very far off.
And so there you have it. Between a rock and a hard place and in the danger zone, it's Zillow Group, ZG, this week's pick for next week's or some other time soon's catastrophe. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. For more information on how they do it, go to newconstructs.com on Twitter at New Constructs. Up next on Money Life, the second of our two big interviews today, this one with Tim Buckley, Chief Investment Officer for the Vanguard Group. Yeah, you don't want to miss it, so don't. Stay tuned.